Hello everyone, welcome to The Christian Creative, a Christian-based show hosted by me, JK Waweru, a visual and theater arts creative, all by grace, none by class, and this is just my perspective, so enjoy.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. After, is it 3 or 2 weeks? I don't know, man. So much has been happening from my end such that I even lost track of how many weeks I've been away. But here we are on the 29th of October. Just 1 day, two days to the end of October and we get into November. And I will be remaining with just 2 months and 2020 is over. Man, who would have thought that 2020 will come to an end after all this time? Huh? Yeah, 2020 has taken years to come to an end. But here we are at the very end of 2020. We thank God and we are grateful that, you know, we are seeing another year all together. And JR has been telling me that, yo, bro, 2020 is going to be a 2021, sorry, is going to be an awesome year. Now, that will be a great year for us. And I don't differ. I actually agree. Not because of any cliche that has been going around, but because I've actually started seeing it. But I think that's a story that I'm still not ready to tell. But whatever I'll be discussing today is totally in relation to that. But first things first. So what has been happening? Why have you not been on the airwaves, JK? What have you been doing? What has been happening? Why have you denied us the luxury of receiving an episode every week on Thursdays at 7:30? What happened? So my friends, my brothers, my sisters, my brethren. I have been having a lot on my plate in terms of work the past 3 weeks. It has been really taking a toll on me in such a way that I was having early mornings and late nights. And because of the nature of the work that I do, I was exhausted by the time I was done. This is how intense it was, that in the middle of all that, I had to get glasses. I had to get anti-blue light glasses because the whole time I'm on the computer. And it got to a point that by the time I was, taking a break or even retiring to bed, I had these mild headaches that came from, you know, staring too much into the computer without any protection. So I had to get anti-blue light glasses. And I posted a picture the day before yesterday, on my WhatsApp status. And yeah, I got some reactions that I was actually expecting. Anywho, that is what has been happening. That is why I've not been able to produce content as much. Actually, what happened is that when that week, you know, the first week that I didn't post, like that was 2 weeks ago, I didn't say that I was not going to post. And it was intentional. I just wanted to see what happens. Like, who picks it first that there is no episode today? Because like I told you guys, my audience is very small. You guys, you are not that many. You're like people who we can fit in a room comfortably, like a single room comfortably, and have coffee with proper social distancing. Yeah. So I just wanted to see who would pick it first. And of course, because I live with the guy, JR was the first one to notice. Like, yo, bro, is it just me or did I not see an episode today? And I told him, yeah, there was not an episode today. And then took some of you like a week later to actually realize, wait, something is not right. There was no episode this past week. So what are you planning this week? And I told them there'll not be a podcast also last week. Anyway, too much information, I guess, but you already know what it is. It is what it is, and here we are. So let's do this. All right, and we are back, and I don't know what I want to talk about. I have an idea, of course. This week I've been thinking a lot about kindness, you know, and being kind to people and doing it when it's actually convenient on both ends. I'm saying convenient because there are some times that you'd like to be kind to somebody or be kind in a situation, but you're not able to do it. Or the requirements that are needed for you to show that kindness will chop so much from you and leave you empty also, you see. I saw like a video by Casey Neistat on YouTube where he was saying, you know, it's actually okay to say no. And which is, it's actually okay to say no. I think I've told you this story before of, you know, how this friend of ours needed our help and whatnot. But talking kindness in terms of there are specific situations that you can be able to actually jump in and be able to lend a helping hand in one way or the other. And sometimes we don't do it because we feel like maybe a number of reasons is that, number one, we might feel like, you know, they'll take our kindness for weakness. That's number one. Or number two, we are fixated on the idea that if I do it, they need to do it also. Will they be able to do it also back to me? And I think that's not the whole essence of kindness. Kindness is supposed to be one way. And then it is, if it comes back your way, then well and good. If it doesn't, still well and good. So I usually feel like kindness should be just be one way. It's not, you do not show kindness so that you can have kindness back. But you show kindness because you just, that is just who you are. And for me, I'm saying this because this week I received a very peculiar call from a family friend, and we talked, and he mentioned, you know, my grandmother. And my grandmother, if you are acquainted with my story, you know that we were very close. She raised me a better part of my young life, in nursery school, primary school. She's the one who was raising me then. So we've had such a very close relationship with each other. And this person was just reaching out to say that Shosho really loved you. And it was so refreshing. It was so refreshing because I remember my mom, myself, and my younger brother, because my mom is the last born. My mom will always be there. She will always be around my Shosho. She'll always go home. She'll always send us to go and stay with her for the weekend, even for the holidays. She was always there for her, and she taught me to do that. And now I picked it up from her and I continued doing it. So I just constantly had the need to go to Shosho's place. I just wanted to be around her. I wanted to be with her. I wanted to help her out, to listen to her stories, to listen to what she's saying, her advice and whatnot. And she always said, you know, she always just had time to just pray for us, pray with us, bless us all the time. She'll just call me in and tell me, you know, waverone gwede temono nandra kohoera hedisio then dra kohoera hedisio de okoro okoro na wedo wedo yoranyonia okufuate maisha makumode. And you know, some of these prayers that our parents or our grandparents make, they're very powerful and they're very strong. And this means that you need also to show kindness not only to other people, but first show kindness to your own. Start from home. Charity begins at home. When you start showing kindness to your own kin, you know, your own siblings, your own parents, your own relatives, show kindness there. Because most of the time we usually say, you know, family does not support family. You always go to your friends who are more like family. But the challenge that I'm giving to you is to show, to be that support system to these other people and do it without the expectation that they'll pay it back to you. Because I've realized that once you become a pioneer of something, once you start something, it will always be in the back of mind of the minds of people. They'll always say, okay, well, I don't like the guy, but he was smart in doing this. So show kindness, tenda wema nenda zako. It is not much. It is not much. It's just sometimes just going to check on somebody physically is kindness. You know, just how are you doing? How are you feeling? You know, what's going on? How can I be able to help you? You know, so mine is just to ask that you show kindness. I'm intrigued. Do you ever find it hard to show kindness? I'm sorry, I didn't even ask this question this week on the TCC question of the week, because again, a lot has been happening and I wasn't even sure that I was gonna be doing this today. Jerry is the one who woke me up and pushed me towards the computer and told me, bro, do your thing and if possible, release it immediately because you've been away. So thank you, JR. But do you ever find it hard to show kindness? And why do you find it hard to show kindness? If you do, that is. Because for me, myself, I can say myself, I usually say that I have a very weak heart. So I am not good at hiding. I'm not good at being rough with somebody, if you get what I mean. I can be easily manipulated into, you know, just handing out, giving handouts without much consideration. I can be easily manipulated to do that. Yeah, I said that on radio, international radio on the airwaves. It is what it is, yo. I'm just being myself on this platform. Yeah. I just want to thank, by the way, just before I go on, I want to thank each one of you that actually checked up on me. That is a lot of kindness, by the way. That was so much kindness. So much that Sandra actually she asked what was going on, and I told her what has been happening and how I've been having a creative block because I have a lot of work, so I am not thinking creatively on what to produce and what to create in terms of content. And she went ahead, got this whole audio track that she uses to actually motivate herself and get herself together, nanini. Just a soundtrack that is, you know, relaxing. Those relaxing soundtracks that actually get you from point A to point B, you know, as a creative, because she's also one. And that was really beautiful. That was really great. So it actually motivated me. And if you're out there and you're listening to this and you ever need motivation and you don't feel like you're able to do it on your own, please reach out to me. I am willing to motivate you. I'm willing to call you, check up on you, give you, I don't know, do a celebratory chant just to get you jiggy and get you ready. So thank you so much to everybody who checked up on me to make sure that everything was all right. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And that was a lot of kindness. So my bottom line is, strive to show some kindness. Even the tiniest bit of kindness, just strive to show some kindness. It goes a long way. And somewhere in the future, it circles back and gets you. Yeah, I'm really grateful for that call that I got from my uncle. He's the one, he lives in the US. He's the one who hosted Shosho, and Shosho went to the US to get some treatment for close to 7 years. She was there. She was with him. And he said that she used to talk about me all the time. Myself, my brother, and my mother, especially myself and my younger brother. She used to talk about us and be worried about us and think about us and tell everybody about us. And to date, the favor and the breakthrough that I get and the grace that I have, I know it is because of the prayers that she made on my behalf. So you don't know who's making prayers for you. You don't know who's, you know, grateful that you are there, that you are alive, that you are available when they need you, you know. So do the best that you can to be the best version of yourself when it is needed. Also, don't give too much to, you know, barren ground. That's the best that I could think of right now, whatever that means to you. I don't know, but hey, engage with me. Tell me, do you find it hard to show kindness, or do you find it very easy to show kindness? And in each case, give me a reason why. Remember, the number is still 0710-529-673. You can send in a voice note, you can do a write-up, no problem. Either way, thank you so much. It's been great to come back to your airwaves. I'm relearning how to do this. But thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for your continued support. God bless you, and have a great week ahead. All right, peace.
Hey, look at that. You made it to the end. If that isn't love, then it's a lot of love. If you enjoyed this episode, some feedback, a like, or even a share would be great. God bless you, and let's talk again next week.